A few streets from Parliament, multiple right-wing think tanks occupy grand premises. Some with direct links to the Brexit campaign, others with ties to the right of the US Republican Party. The people who, for years, have been lobbying for an ultra-free market Prime Minister. Now they've found one in the form of Liz Truss. And while they applaud the government's new direction, even these ideologues are concerned.
I think to some extent they haven't fully communicated what the plan is, what they seem to have said hasn't gotten across in the way they've intended it to get across. I think they've struggled, and they've also come in at quite a difficult time in so many ways with the war in Ukraine, the impacts of COVID. You've got all these strains on the economy. You've got massive levels of inflation, and then they've come in with quite a radical plan, and I think that spooked people.
Around the corner, another think tank founded by former Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, someone Liz Truss is often accused of modelling herself on. Similar worries abound here.
They haven't convinced the markets that there's more to their fiscal plans than just tax policy. They haven't really doubled down enough on the supply side. There's also a sense that communication, in terms of they've just done the planned tax cuts that they'd spoken about consistently on the campaign, then perhaps the markets wouldn't react in the same way.
Let's not forget, of course, that these people got Liz Truss elected, but even they seem a little bit nervous. But put aside whether or not Trussonomics will lead to that all-important, elusive goal of growth, think more about how Kwasi Kwarteng's budget statement last Friday was received by the markets. And, of course, we all know the pound lost a huge amount of value, interest rates went up, lenders ended up sacrificing dozens of mortgage deals, and the Bank of England made that surprise intervention worth $70 billion to prevent financial catastrophe. It's hard to imagine all of this was part of the plan.
And it's precisely these things millions of traditional Conservative Party voters care about, which is why the latest opinion polls are chilling news for the government. The opposition Labour Party boasting a staggering 33-point lead over the ruling Conservatives.
If things continue as they are, it is difficult to see how Truss could be the person that fights the next election, because it would be, you know, a suicide note from the Conservative Party. The question is, who would replace her? I wouldn't be surprised if Boris Johnson comes back.
Yes, you heard it. All this uncertainty means the return of Boris Johnson isn't as far-fetched as it seems. The government, meanwhile, is backpedalling. Officials from Britain's independent fiscal watchdog, the Office for Budget Responsibility, arriving at Downing Street on Friday to deliver their verdict on the plan, something governments normally do ahead of a fiscal announcement. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, on the other hand, refused in a dash for growth and a rush to stamp Liz Truss's leadership in history. A leadership that's faltering at the first hurdle. Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, London.